much for me to face.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. And our experts this half hour are our friends from Quality Roofing Solutions. Benjamin Murphy is here. He's Director of Marketing. And he has a guest with him this morning, Max Beasley, Commercial Estimator. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
How's the roof?
Hopefully it's dry, right? Haven't had any rain in a while.
A little foggy, right?
Yeah, a little foggy, but still a good day to be up on a roof, right, Max?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly right.
Absolutely right. So welcome to the show, Max. You haven't been here before. Ben has been here. He's become a radio pro now.
I like hanging out with you, Meg.
I know. What can we say? So let's see. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about just about who Quality Roofing Solutions is, what your company is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe some listeners may have some questions, and you can always text those in at 850-437-1620.
That's right. Well, you know, Quality Roofing Solutions, we're proud to be a part of the community where we've been serving the Gulf Coast for almost 20 years. In 2026, we'll be 20 years, but
wow.
We are a licensed residential and commercial roofing contractor. So any kind of roof system, we are able to work on it, and we're here to answer any questions that our listeners might have. I know that it can be a little scary to know what's up on the roof, or maybe you don't want to get up on the roof, but that's why we've got our team here on standby ready to serve you, and you know, folks like Max who are out in the field working with homeowners, but Max is working more so with our business clients and on the commercial side. So
interesting. Okay.
I was really stoked to bring him into the studio today, and I thought that'd be a great opportunity to flex some of his knowledge, and he's a veteran in the industry. So Max, thanks for coming in and, you know, spending some time with us here on Pep Talk.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I appreciate you guys invite me. Good opportunity for Quality Roofing.
Now, I know that I've had the opportunity to work alongside you here recently, and I've certainly learned a lot, but for someone who is unaware of what is commercial roofing, what's a commercial estimator, tell me a little bit about what your role is and what you're doing here with our team at Quality.
Well, on the commercial side, there's a lot of different aspects that go into the roofing practice versus what you would see on a residential roof. Residential roofs are pretty standard. Most of the time, it's the same components. You never know what you're going to see on a commercial roof. Part of my job here is going out, collecting all the information. What did the guy before me do? How did he put the roof down? Did he do it the right way? Does the roof actually need to be replaced? There are a multitude of different areas that I have to look at, get measurements. There's wall flashings, there's insulation, there's coping caps, there's different systems that go down. So making sure that I get the best estimate for our customer is the main thing for me.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's a great point, Max. Like residential is pretty standard. I mean, it's often asphalt shingle, you got your underlayment, some decking. But commercial, I mean, drive down a city street, all those businesses and buildings look different. To your point of all these different kinds of roof systems and how they attach to one another, that's certainly got to be a lot.
It is a lot. And, you know, what comes to mind, we're looking at a project now that's down in Pensacola. It's a 14-story condominium and having leaks. And they're leaking from the top floor to the bottom floor, which
Ooh.
Is a little bit alarming to me. But, you know, looking at that roof and figuring out what's there and what needs to be there is a challenge. And the commercial side is a challenging aspect of the company.
What do you enjoy most about that role, Max? I sense that you might be one that likes to solve a challenge.
Absolutely. You know, it's there's more than one way to do something. And for me, that's the challenging part. I know the right ways to do it, and I just want to make sure it's done right for the customer.
So if there's a commercial business that someone that's listening this morning and they were interested and they have a leak and they've been kind of thinking, it's not that bad. I'll put it off. So they finally think, maybe I should give someone a call. Would you come out and take a look at it? Is there a fee for that? And how do you, what's the process?
Well, absolutely. Give our team a call. We're here on the radio, but we're always on standby. In Pensacola, we've got a showroom, but we're online. But give us a call, 850-788-7691 or qualityroofingsolutions.com. But our team will come out and take a look at it. If it's a commercial building, we'll get Max involved and see what's going on.
Is there a cost or a fee to that initial consultation?
No, we come out and take a look at that estimate or provide you an estimate and a charge. It's important to know what's going on. Of course, if we have to start doing things like core samples and you're digging into a little bit more of detective work, if you will.
Right. Getting to the source of the problem. And
yeah, but we're going to have a conversation with you before we even get to that point. So,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, if you've got a question for Ben or for Max, just text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Just let me add to that last thing. You mentioned something, Meg. Should I wait or should I do it now? Do it now, because as the leaks, they just compound and then it's harder to find them.
Mm. Oh, interesting. It's harder the longer you wait? Really?
Yeah.
How does that work? That's interesting.
Well, I mean, you got slopes and decks, and it might be leaking at the top of the deck and running down into the decking, and it might run 50 feet, and it's not where it's actually leaking. But there are ways for us to find those.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've learned on this show that once I see that little brown line on my ceiling, that it's probably too late. It's time to, don't wait. It's time to go ahead and get it fixed.
Don't wait. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. We encourage an annual inspection on the residential side. And Max, I would assume you would say very much the same on the commercial side?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've developed a program here already. We have a maintenance program. It's quarterly, it's semi-annually or annually. If you own a commercial building, think about your car. You do maintenance on your cars. Same thing on your building. Your roof is the most important part of your building. It's what keeps you dry. And if you have millions of dollars worth of equipment in your building, that's the main thing. You want to keep it dry. So if you need, a maintenance program, certainly give us a call.
Yeah, that's a great point, Matt. That's a very true. And then a commercial building, often so many other systems are up there as well. You've got air conditioning systems up there, a lot of the drainage that runs through there. So, even just getting some extra eyes up on the roof to let you know what's going on, that could be a real money saver in the long run, right?
Absolutely. It's critical. So it sounds to me the way to go would be to have those quarterly inspections if I had a commercial building.
I mean, that's a great analogy, Max. It's just like doing maintenance on a car. Why would it be any different with the building, your location, your storefront where your customers are, you're operating from?
And the truth is, we've been very lucky this year with our weather. So it's just very unusual, non-eventful hurricane season, which we're all very grateful for. However, typically, even if we don't get a hurricane in this area, we do get a lot of weather. We usually get a lot of rain, depressions, lows, that kind of thing. So
it's all over the place, right?
Yeah. I mean, so this is the abnormal for us. But if you have a business here or you have a home here, you definitely want to make sure your roof's in good shape before the storm comes.
Absolutely. Proactive. That's what we always preach. Being proactive. And then again, if you've had somebody come out, you've had us come out, we document. If there's nothing going on, well, great. That's great. And we're going to tell you that. But you also have some documentation that if there is an issue in the future, you know what it was like before. Mm-hmm. So, especially during residential customers, I'll always encourage them, especially before a hurricane season, get that inspection done. Get that look on the roof and see what's going on. Again, being proactive, it's going to help you so much in the long run.
Well, we have the holidays coming up, so you want to just give that little warning to everybody that as you're heading up to put Santa in his sleigh on top of your roof.
That's right. Yeah.
You had any pointers or tips to look out for?
Maybe not too many pointers in the sense of we want to make sure those Christmas decorations are hanging on the roof, but don't nail them into the roof to make sure they're not
going
in.
That's where we're going with that one.
Yeah, let's not put any extra holes in the roof.
Or on the gutters.
They've got some really great clips that you can pick up at any home improvement store.
And I know, don't ask me how I know not to put them on the gutters.
We'll save that for another show. No, that's all.
That's experience talking right there.
Hey, that's part of learning, but that's also why you you know, you learn and talk mm-hmm. with the experts so you can avoid those costly mistakes, right?
And we are talking to our experts this morning from Quality Roofing Solutions on Pep Talk, our Pensacola expert panel, 850-437-1620 if I have a question. So, Max, just kind of new to the area, I guess, and what are some of the most unusual situations you've found in commercial? You mentioned the condo now that has the leak, but what are some other interesting situations that you've come upon as far as commercial projects go?
I tell you, you see some really strange things in the commercial world. I went and looked at a project for one of our sales guys the other day, and it's a single story and in really bad shape. The building's very dilapidated,
mm-hmm.
but and there was no ceiling inside. So I went inside and I'm looking, and most people don't know what bar joists are, but that's what holds the roof system up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the structural part of the system. Well, I look up and there's baling wire holding some of these together. And
oops.
I'm thinking, well, I don't think that that's probably a good aspect to have in a commercial roof.
It's kind of like a zip tie holding a 2x4 together.
Right, right.
And
in those cases, you know, I know Brian has contacts in the engineering world, and we did do right with this customer and have him contact the engineer and go out and look at his system, and just haven't heard back yet. But those are some of the things that you run into. And past contractors, figuring out what they've done, you see some different kind of work out there. That's for sure.
That's a very diplomatic word, different
yes.
kind of work.
It's an option. That was a way to do it, if you will. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the way we would have done it, if you will, but it's a way to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. Okay. So that's so. Are you finding anything really challenging in this area, or something that you've noticed here that maybe we deal with here in the Pensacola area or Pensacola Beach that possibly someone else does not have to deal with?
Yeah. When I lived in Nashville years ago and did some roofing up there, I mean, I've spent time on the roof doing the roof. I've spent time on the roof estimating the roof. So I kind of know all aspects of it. But up there, you deal with snow loads.
Mm.
You don't typically deal with minus last year.
Right.
But
the qualifier.
Yeah.
The asterisk.
you don't typically see that here, but you do see wind, especially when you get down on the beach. And, mm-hmm. We talk a lot about Florida building code here, and it's very important here on the Gulf Coast, because as the wind moves across the roof, it creates an uplift, a pull up on the roof, and Florida building code gives us numbers, and they say, you have to meet this. So those are the kinds of things that we look at here that most folks in the Midwest part of the country don't look at.
So if you're not compliant with those codes, that would definitely be a problem with insurance, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And even down to the warranty from manufacturers as we put the
roof
on.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. To make sure they can back up that product, it needs to be installed right.
Mm-hmm.
They take that very seriously. And I know that we've actually had a few different trainings from some different manufacturers, even since Max has come aboard here recently, to mm-hmm. come out and some, just to give those refreshers and just make sure everybody's on that same page. So, you know, it's good to have that, not only at our level, but the manufacturer as well. So you're kind of getting that double check as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's where your years of experience come in for sure. And being able to kind of navigate all the different legal ramifications of the quality of shingles or roofing that you use.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before, Meg. Most folks are replacing that roof every 15, 20 years. My memory is not great, so I don't remember every little nuanced detail from a project that long ago. Or, you know, things have changed, technologies have changed, code has changed.
Mm-hmm.
We are touching roofs every single day. So our guys are, you know, like Max, in and out of these different systems. Our folks are on the residential side or working on asphalt shingles. So we're running into these issues. We're seeing what's going on, but we can help you navigate any challenges that you might have.
Mm-hmm. So you've worked with pretty closely with the residential crews for a long time. So now what changes as you're talking about the story of commercial roofing?
Well, that's a great question, Meg. And I'm really excited to work alongside Max. As I've said, he's just a great guy. But these new roof systems, the nerdy part of me is really excited to see some of these newer again, roof systems that we haven't really seen in the residential side. You know, an opportunity to showcase just the different techniques that our team is able to use. Not only Max had mentioned the maintenance program, but they've got some really cool tools to do some moisture metering and mapping. Max, can you tell me? I'm going to do a terrible job trying to describe that, but I'm going to let you talk about that.
Yeah, no worries. So we have a, for all intents and purposes, it's a gauge, and you can run it over the roof system, and it just shows anomalies in the roof system.
Wow.
Via color. If there's nothing there, it's going to be a nice, nice green color. If there's wet insulation or wet decking, it's going to show that in red. That way, we get an idea. We may not have to tear the whole roof off. Maybe we only have to tear a portion of it off, which is a great saving for the customer, because when you start talking about commercial roofs, I mean, they can get hefty.
I would imagine, yeah.
Dollar-wise. So that helps us out a great deal.
It's a really impressive tool. I mean, it basically creates a map overview of the top of the roof, right, Max?
Yeah.
And you can essentially point to, well, you know, that top right corner, you got some moisture there, but, you know, over here on this side, it's dry as a bone. And, you know, we don't have to necessarily drill into the roof or do a core sample at that point. We can get a better understanding of what's going on without actually having to penetrate the roof system.
That's amazing. That really is amazing.
It's again, the technology is just advancing so quickly, and we're really thankful to be able to lean into tools like that.
Yeah. If you've got a question for Max or for Ben, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and we're talking to Quality Roofing Solutions. So you all have been primarily in residential. Is this a new venture now as you step out into commercial, or have you always done commercial?
We've always done commercial. It hasn't been a primary focus, if you will. Really, residential shingle has been our primary area of service, but we were able to help with some commercial projects, but being able to bring Max onto our team has really opened us up. The sales team has, you know, such a great resource in being able to talk with him and connect with him. I think, in fact, after this, Max, you're heading out to Panama City to go take a look at a job, right?
Yeah, going to Panama City and look at a flat roof over there. But, you know, when you talk about commercial roofing versus residential roofing, there's so many aspects of things that could go wrong, uplift pressures, assembly letters from manufacturers, fastening patterns on different insulation types, how we install the roof, you know, pull out pressures from fasteners, all those different aspects that, at least in the past, you know, Quality hasn't had that opportunity know that stuff. And I think that we're going to make a good impact here in the local area and Florida and Alabama wide with respect to commercial roofing.
I think that's very exciting, and also probably enhances what you're doing with residential as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, you know, further completes our circle services, if you will. It's a nice compliment.
Yeah. Okay, so if I'm thinking about making a change, I'm thinking about, well, I got just enough time before the family gets here.
We're getting close,
and
that's right.
We did have snow last year. We don't know if we're going to have it this year. But now we had gorgeous weather recently, of course. Mm-hmm. But we eventually will get to that colder weather. Are there things that we need to do as a residence or a commercial building to get ready or to, quote unquote, winterize your roof? Or is that something that you all take care of?
Well, I think the big thing on the residential side, and I'll make it brief so Max can hop on commercial, really just making sure that you are getting that water. We tend to get a lot of moisture, even if it is snow or sleet, that's going to melt, and that water needs to run away from the foundation of your house. So making sure that your gutters are clear and clean. We are also able to service gutters. We have a full service gutter team that works alongside our residential roof replacement crews, but they also help customers who just need gutter services. So making sure that you're getting that water flowing away from the house, it's not standing, pooling, That's, I think, one of the biggest ones. And then just making sure that you do have that proper airflow, no debris is blocking the ridge vents, and, you know, that attic can maintain the temperature it needs to melt the ices or snow if we get it. What about you, Max? On the commercial side, is there anything that they need to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, just tagging on to what you said, and it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, most of these commercial buildings around here, they have to have a way to get the water off the roof, and most of the time it's gutters and downspouts, making sure those are clean so that water's not staying on your roof. I don't know off the top of my head what 1 gallon of water weighs, but when you have hundreds of gallons on the roof, it could be detrimental to you. But kind of tagging on to what you said, it's a great point.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we've seen it here in the South. When the rain comes, it's usually heavy and, you know, sits there. So if, to your point, if it doesn't have anywhere to go on a commercial roof, it's just hanging out and not necessarily hot enough to burn off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering about this time of year. It can probably pool up there, and you don't want that.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so we're talking about roofing with our friends with Quality Roofing Solutions. We've talked in the past, and let's touch a little bit on shingles and that kind of thing, because obviously as people are looking to 2026, they might be thinking it's time for that replacement.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of new materials out there now.
Yeah, well, you know, we love utilizing the CertainTeed brand shingle. That's one that we really like to hang our hat on. It's provides some of the best warranty coverage for our customers, and really is that top of the line shingle. So it's still very affordable, even at the baseline, if you will. But I would definitely encourage anybody who is maybe apprehensive or not sure what that roof replacement is going to cost. You know, give our team a call. We're happy to provide a no obligation estimate for you. And we're also happy to tell you if you don't need anything. Actually, I had a team member share a story earlier this week in which one of our salesmen went out and was helping a customer, and their roof was only 4 years old. And, you know, he's looking at it, and he's like, I can't find anything wrong with this roof. There's nothing wrong with this roof. And he had told the customer that, hey, you know, I just can't find anything. And they said, well, you're actually the fourth person we've had come out, but the first one to tell us that there isn't anything wrong with
it. Wow.
And
that's
terrible. My husband's a commercial contractor, and we know there's nothing wrong with the roof, but we just don't like the color. So that's why we're shopping.
Interesting.
Well, we actually are going to be servicing that customer and taking care of that roof replacement. So
because you were honest.
Because of the honesty and the integrity.
That's great.
And that's what every customer's experience.
And I believe
be.
You have a pretty high rating, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. We are a 4.9 with over 1,000 reviews here in our Google location for Pensacola. We have over 1,500 Google reviews throughout our locations here in Florida. So
that's a 4.9 out of 5?
That's right.
I'd start working on that 0.1, buddy.
I
mean,
right.
Come on.
I need to step it up, Meg. I'm slacking.
Step it up, y'all. Well, that's great. Well, I'm so interested to hear about the expansion into the commercial roofing and really focusing on that. Max, I hope that you really enjoy being here in Pensacola with us. I love his accent. I was telling him before we went on the show, I could tell he's from Alabama.
A little bit in there.
A little bit of Alabama and Nashville in there.
Right. I got a quick question for Max real quick before we head out. I know you're a veteran in the roofing side. What stood out about Quality Roofing, and what has stood out to you since you've joined the team?
You know, I've worked at probably over my career, probably 4 or 5 different roofing companies. And the thing that stands out to me most about Quality Roofing is the culture here. Everybody wants to help their teammate. Everybody wants to do the best job for the customer. And at the end of the day, that is why we're in business.
Oh, that's great.
Satisfy the customer.
That's great. Thank you
so
much for coming in this morning, Max. Ben, give us that contact information
one
more time.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 850-788-7691, or online at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Have a quality day.
There you go. Thank you, gentlemen. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.